the whole universe, every leaf, every particle of dust. There's nothing in the universe that Allah Ta'ala gives an order to and it does not implement the order of Allah. In the whole universe, every piece of creation, whatever order Allah Ta'ala has given to that piece of creation, form of creation, then according to Allah Ta'ala's hukam, that hukam is implemented and that piece of creation is in existence due to that implementation of the hukam. Whether it's animals or birds or the winds or the clouds or the rain, everything is existent based on Allah Ta'ala's hukam, Allah's order. Not for a second, not for a moment can we imagine that in the universe, anything that's created by Allah, cannot be that Allah Ta'ala's order is present and it leaves Allah's order. Let's take the honeybee. Has the honeybee ever gone on to strike and said, I will not manufacture honey? Has he ever said, I don't feel like manufacturing honey? It's doing its job, function, making the honey, we're consuming the honey. Has ever a chicken said, we're not going to lay the egg? The hen, has he ever said, I'm not going to lay the egg, I don't feel like it? Has he ever said that? Has he ever complained? Has he ever rebelled? There's nothing in the universe. You can take an example, Allah has given an order and it doesn't implement it. Has the goat ever said, or the sheep ever said, don't sacrifice me, I'm not going to give meat. We eat so much, we get tired, and still they are being created. And just like now, the Eid sacrifice, Eid is coming. And how many animals will be sacrificed? Because Allah Ta'ala's hukam is what is being implemented, followed. Everything in creation implements Allah's order. So the whole universe is in existence. But the respected human being is one such form of creation who has tried to and has broken Allah Ta'ala's principles and laws. And the human being for whom this universe has been created, it is essential, compulsory that he should implement every order of Allah. But he rebels. It's lazim, compulsory, the human being for whom the universe is made. Everything, the fadl, grace, mercy, love, is for one thing. Who? What? That if Allah Ta'ala's hukam is implemented, Allah's grace, mercy, love, passion, everything will come to us. If we don't understand Allah's orders, whether they seem bitter, good, or negative, or not logical, doesn't matter. Whose order is it? Allah. That's it. So we may break the order that some human being gives to us or some person we know, but what difference does it make? None. But when Allah Ta'ala comes here into the equation, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that Allah has stated, then how can a human being dare to reject? But Allah Ta'ala has given us that chance, opportunity, freedom, and we do as we like and we think we're saved. But all of the fadl, the grace, the mercy, the love, what makes a person beloved to Allah? What is it? That Allah's hukam comes, order comes, and he or she obeys. What will be there present? That how many difficulties will come, or obstacles, or hardships? That's nafs, the base desires, and shaitan who will prevent us. The thoughts, when they come into our minds, there are two powers that prevent us or make obstacles for us to reach our Rabb. And this is what we need to get over. Allah Ta'ala says, I love so much that my human being, I give him an order and he immediately accepts and implements. If I say today don't eat, we say no, we won't eat today. Subhanallah. Allah's order, we believe it, we accept it, don't we? If Allah says you're not going to drink 24 hours, okay Allah, we won't drink for 24 hours. This is called obedience. Obedience to Allah. Now, if we take an obedience, and if I consider myself obedient, there are lots of people who play tricks and games. They think that they are obedient. We've taken out our own principle. We've made a law. And we define that law as obedience to Allah. And when we complain, look, I pray salah, I do deeds of worship, I do umrah, and still I'm in hardship and problems. He does not want to accept that he is disobedient. How will he know? That whatever order Allah Ta'ala has given in the Qur'an for us to obey Him, the standard, that's what standard we should adopt in life. Or will we bring about our own rules and principles and methods? Can't do that. So this is not obedience, that there's a hukam. Some orders we obey, some we leave. Some we implement, some we discard. So what's the definition of that? That's defined as disobedience. This will not be included under the banner of obedience. You can't take, select and pick and choose. No, if Allah says do, do. That's it. Allah says, Taslima, bow your head, accept every principle and law. Hazrat Ibrahim, that we will commemorate, remember his amal, his deeds, the whole theme, the center focal point of everything in these days is to get Allah Ta'ala to accept everything. The Hajj program, the schedule, it's been given to us to remind us of one thing, to obey Allah. So even here, Allah Ta'ala says that, look, if we, even if you look towards dalail and proofs, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't ask for proof. He saw a vision that you need to sacrifice your son and your Rabb will be pleased then. And his son said himself, is this Allah's order? He said, then why are you hesitating, my dear father? Respected father, this is the Hajj. This is the meaning of Hajj. And if we come back from there with Zamzam and dates, and we don't come back with this principle, that we are going to celebrate this principle, that Allah's acceptance, Allah's pleasure, just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam fulfilled that order, we should make our lives just like that. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying or not? So every moment, it's essential for the human being, because the human being is a great form of creation. And if he has iman on top of that, faith and belief, then he becomes something super. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Then if he becomes the ummati, the nation, the member of the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is on a greater level. So alhamdulillah, we are on that third stage. We have respect and izzah and the status, and all the previous nations, they are envious of us. They are envious that, oh, what a great nation that's going to come. Which ummah is going to come? The final ummah, the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, when we make our own standard, we discover, no, let's pick and choose, select. Oh, pray salah, let's commit this sin or this disobedience, and let's do X, Y, and Z. This is not the standard. Brothers, we need to analyze ourselves. For this reason, we are lost. We are lost because we consider we are obedient and we're not. Allah has given a standard, a criterion. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah says, فِسِّلْمِ كَافَّ, that we need to come into iman. فِسِّلْمِ كَافَّ, Islam, فِسِّلْمِ كَافَّ. Allah says that totally, 100% comprehensively, we have to obey Allah's order. Allah says, comprehensively, you have to obey my order. That's it. Every breath, we need to see ourselves. Every action. What's Allah's order here? What is Allah Ta'ala's order here? What has He said we need to do? What is Allah Ta'ala's order? Whether it suits us or not, whether we feel like it or not, whether it's according to our mood or not, whether it's according to the environment we're in or not, we can't think like that. فِسِّلْمِ كَافَّةٍ, Allah says, totally coming to the deen. If there's a slight dodge in that, there's a slight deviation, Allah says, وَلَا تَتَبُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, you are running after shaitan, the cursed devil. You are not following your Rabb. You're not obeying your Rabb. Allah says that a human being, if he perseveres and implements Allah's standard, then subhanAllah, he will wander around in paradise. He will wander around in paradise. His maqam, his status changes. It's so beloved. Allah says, do, and he does. Allah says, this is so beloved to me. But what we need to do, alhamdulillah, we just need to be focused. We need to be clear. If we don't have this in our life, then take it out of our minds. If it's the case that I'm disobedient, and then it cannot imagine that he will get something good. Totally is disobedient. All of his life is based on disobedience. That's one thing, complete. One is a person who considers himself obedient, but not on the standard that the Quran has defined, then he is not obedient either. So one is a person who totally discards and sins. Second is the person who says he's obedient, but he doesn't practice according to the standard. Third, the individually accepts that today, if we say alhamdulillah, what do we need to do? We need to follow Allah's hukum. Do we all promise? Put your hands up. Yes, you sat in the masjid. This hand raised will deliver you to paradise. Remember this fact. Remember how? How? Now, what promise have we made? That every order of Allah's we will follow, obey, whatever Allah orders will do. You're not sweating, are you? Have you? No. Good. Now, here's a point that arises. Allah Ta'ala has given a bit of an opportunity, a bit of flex. So let me explain that to you. So encouragement and drive increases. What is that opportunity? We made a promise. That's it. We are going to obey Allah's orders. We are not going to disobey. We are insan, human beings. We're not angels, are we? We're sat in the masjid, dhikr's about to start. Allah Ta'ala has taken the promise from us. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a great promise Allah has taken from us. And we've given that promise. Allah has taken that promise and we've given that promise. Alhamdulillah. I'm not taking the promise, am I? Who's taking it? Allah. Now you understand, mashallah. Now what's our objective? Is that everything, is this halal or haram? No, Allah Ta'ala said refrain. When Allah said refrain, that is haram. And if Allah orders to do something, that is halal, permissible. So all we know about halal and haram is how to slaughter the chicken. Is there the stamp of being halal on there, the seal? No, everything in life we have to ask, is it halal or haram? Lawful or unlawful? So first and foremost we need to see, is that this action I'm about to do, is it halal or is it haram? This statement I'm about to make, is it halal or haram? This is our statement from today, our standard from today. Isn't it become from today? It has solid promise, true one, but we're weak. We are weak. Sometimes we fall into the trap. We deviate, say subhanallah. Yes, so how do we save ourselves from the deviation? If we become disobedient, so Allah has given a bit of flex. Soon, and we promise today, alhamdulillah, we consider that this becomes our life pattern, solid, doesn't matter what occurs. Now as we go along, somewhere along the line, we deviate, we compromise, nafs-based desires overwhelm us. We made the promise, we have the niyyah, the intention, but what happens? Is that we deviate. As we're moving along the path of the deen, we disobey, we make a mistake. We didn't want to, we weren't forced to, we didn't want to do it. That we are established on that promise, but shaitan made us make the mistake. So where do we get included? Under the banner of the disobedient people. That's it. That's it. Cut. Not, though I've only done a small sin, how can we dare to do any scale of something like this? How can you dare? It's not about small amount, medium or large amount. No, you're cut off. Your hisab will be difficult. You are disobedient. Allah Ta'ala defines the person disobedient. And all of the consequences of being disobedient are compulsory on that person. But Allah Ta'ala has told us the style, the method. Because we promised to Allah, oh, what have I done? Oh, I'm finished. Fawran, immediately he does tawbah, astaghfar. Allah Ta'ala rejoins that link. Subhanallah. So he didn't want to sin. He disliked what he did afterwards. He had remorse, regret. What have I done? He does tawbah, repents immediately. Allah Ta'ala says that I've mended that path, that connection. Go along your way. I have brought you back onto that status. Then you disobey again and you do it again. So Allah's given opportunity. And then what's the name of that? Allah Ta'ala says that it's like a gum, like a glue. Just like when the plates or some crockery or something breaks, then we join. You know, you get some adhesive and spray and compound. You join the broken parts. Allah Ta'ala says, if you've made niyyah, intention, you want to follow the path, and you say, Allah, I will not do any sins, and by mistake you commit a sin, you say suddenly, straight away, immediately, what have I done? I didn't want to sin. You bow in front of Allah, Rabb, and you cry and ask Allah for forgiveness. Then Allah Ta'ala says, there's a bond, there's an adhesive that rejoins that relationship between Allah Ta'ala and His creation. That is tawbah. Tawbah is the bond, the adhesive, the compound. Allah says, I love this action of tawbah. Someone who repents. Then what banner does he come under? The obedient servant of Allah, who's following and obeying Allah's orders. This is a great point. Today we've made a promise, my brothers, that we will obey Allah's orders. We'll follow the path of Allah's orders. I'll explain to you a small sort of point that will be the day of judgment. The plane of judgment. Unique events will take place, and at the time of hisab, accounting, a man will be presented in the court of Allah, and all of his life he disobeyed. He didn't have one obedient action. He was a faith. He had faith. He was a believer, but he had no obedience. So how can he join that relationship with Allah? So inshallah, we made a promise today. We can rejoin a relationship with Allah. We have to analyze that. What mistakes am I making? What sins am I committing? Do you understand what I'm saying? That where are there the orders of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which I am breaking? And what is the joining compound so I can mend my relationship? So then I can implement and adhere to the deen. So we're playing games, aren't we? We're trying to compromise. Correct your beards. Obviously, you can see, isn't it? The face, straight away, we can see the face, the appearance. This is a major sin. This is a major sin. Straight, we can see visibly a person who doesn't adhere to this action. So if this is what we're doing externally, then what's our scenario inside? Our soul, spirit, the issues. So zahir, apparent, that today hukam, doesn't matter what occurs, whatever happens, we are going to keep the beard the way that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to keep the beard. That method. Will you do this, brothers? Otherwise, then totally it's a fraud. It's a game Allah's ordered. So after today, that throw away the sin to the side, that we're not going to sin. Whichever brother is doing that sin, throw it to the side. What will happen? What will occur? That individual becomes so beloved. That on the day of judgment, this is an example I'm giving to you, that what is the result when a person obeys Allah's orders? Allah likes this. Today, if we promise Allah we will obey your orders, then tell me how our life will be full of quality and darajat and grade levels and status. Allah will open the paths for us. Yes, so don't be proud of your ibadat, your worship deeds. Allah Ta'ala has His own method of how He forgives. Don't present your deeds to Allah and think that you are saved and you're the best. No, they're ajeeb, unique events. So that man, he had nothing to his name, no good deeds. He was in the minus. He was disobedient. He said, oh, it's disobedient, it doesn't matter. It's okay, I'm in this country, we're living in this hemisphere, it's hard for us. He had iman, he had faith, belief. But Allah Ta'ala will see him, Allah will say that, that get this man away. The angels will grab him, and he then releases himself from the angels and runs towards hellfire himself. He's running towards hellfire. Allah Ta'ala says, where's he running off to? Allah Ta'ala knows he's running, where he's going. Allah is Khabir and Basir, all knowing, all hearing and seeing. The angels will be shocked. We've never seen until today a man running into paradise himself, that he with speed wants to burn in hellfire with happiness, and he's running towards hellfire. Allah Ta'ala will say, call him back here. Beckon him back, call him back. Tell him to come back. Allah will say, oh my servant, this action you did just now, that you're running towards Jahannam, you're not going towards Jannah. Maybe you've forgotten. He said, I'm going towards Jahannam, the worst place in Jahannam. Allah, with your hukum, Allah will say, why are you happy? Why are you running with speed? That a person, he tries to run away, ask for forgiveness and release, and you're going with a happiness. You're sprinting towards Jahannam. Why are you doing this? Why? He will say, Allah, my Rabb, what can I say? That, okay, you've asked, so I'll tell you. He said that I'm disobedient all my life long. I have disobeyed and broken your orders. I've disobeyed your orders and principles. And I can see the punishment. There's nothing else apart from that. So I thought in my mind that all life long Allah gave me orders. Until today I did not obey those orders. I kept on breaking the orders. Okay, today the final order of Allah, I'll accept it. Allah Ta'ala has ordered me to go to hellfire. Okay, so I'll go with happiness into hellfire. I say, Subhanallah. Allah's rahmah came into great energy and power. Allah say that you had that jazbah. Whatever I tell you to do, you will obey. He said, yes, Allah. At least believe and follow one word of Allah. I've disobeyed Allah. Allah said, go, my rahmah, my mercy has forgiven you. Run towards heaven. Run towards Jannah, paradise. So what a great example, my friends. Think for yourselves. From that maqam, from the desire that I want to follow Allah's order, Allah Ta'ala changed his direction from hellfire to heaven. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah has taken from us a great promise. Allah has created a desire within us that we will not break the order of Allah. It doesn't matter what benefits we see. It doesn't matter what come what may. This is the test, that we cannot get Allah's rahmah and mercy by just continuously sinning. Okay, fair enough, we make a mistake, then mend the bond, then live the life properly and live your life according to Allah's hukum. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability to implement and adhere to this. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وجاسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته بعهد بعهده كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطونا ولنا كل صالح عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما صرفت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اے میرے مولا تو ہمیں گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا کریم تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ تو ہم پہ رحم فرما یا میرے مولا تو ہم پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تو ہمارے اعمال کو قبول فرما یا کریم ہمارے اعمالوں کو قبول فرما ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری عبادتوں کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں جہنم سے بچا لے یا کریم ہمیں جہنم سے بچا لے یا کریم ہمیں جہنم سے بچا لے یا اللہ ہمیں جنت نصیب فرما جنت فردوس نصیب فرما یا اللہ جنت کا اعلیٰ درجہ نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے سارے کاموں کو بہتر کر دے آسان کر دے اے میرے مولا سارے کام ہمارے بہتر کر دے وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.